Welcome to Building Fortunes. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. So if you're listening in live, I want to say hello. If you are listening in and you are still alive, you might be listening to some of our archived radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you haven't seen this or you haven't done it already, make sure you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com and pick out some of the segments from maybe your favorite speakers, or maybe randomly you can actually select some really great spots. Over the last couple of weeks, we've added on a whole bunch of new radio shows. We have Cliff Rosang with HeartDrink.com. We have Renelli Williams with her special edition, and she's going to be doing the doctoral papers. We have Jim Moore with Easy Speed Pay. We have, oh gosh, who else do we have? We have, Jay Sargent with his new program, and we've done Joyce Goodman, and we have, of course, Humongous Ad Network, and we do the Building Fortunes radio spot, and we have Carl Lambright, and we have a whole bunch of other people that have had different segments, and we'll have up and coming soon Mr. Bob Adams, who's going to be helping me to co-host, along with Chris Molinari, who does the Building Fortunes radio segments as well. So we have expanded Building Fortunes radio significantly. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was our implementation program, IMP. Implementation program. We do have an implementation program. It's on our sales training course. What I wanted to talk to you about today was IMP, Integrated Marketing Program. So Integrated Marketing Program, IMP for short. If you go to a website, makeyourowneconomy.com/IMP, you'll be able to see a little movie that we put up on YouTube. So again, you can go to makeyourowneconomy.com/IMP, and you'll learn about the Integrated Marketing Program. Now, the P sometimes is exchangeable. Integrated marketing means that you're integrating or combining and leveraging the marketing that you have, and you're going to put it on a P for a platform, or you're going to use it as a way of doing business, like a principle, or you might even call it a platform or a program. So that's the IMP portion of this. So if you go to makeyourowneconomy.com/IMP, you'll be able to see that little YouTube video that we put up explaining a little bit about the integrated marketing practices. But for many of you, this might be the first time you've heard it, and it will make sense, I hope, when you hear it. But there's a big difference between hearing it, kind of getting it, and then back to my implementation word, implementing it. So what is the integrated marketing practice or integrated marketing principle? It's really quite simple. It's that you're going to use many and different marketing platforms and strategies, but when they are combined and working together, you leverage, if you will, those promotional purposes. So 1 + 1 does not just equal 2. 1 + 1 equals much more than that. It could be 3 or 4 or 100 as you start to integrate your marketing practices. Let me use as a specific example. One of the things that we have always done is we've had our email broadcasting mechanism. So we have an email broadcasting mechanism that's an automatic email delivery system. Let me explain that in English. It's going to send out a series of messages for you, if you're one of our customers, every few days, and through that spaced repetition of constant and never-ending exposure, when you increase the number of people that see it, and you increase the number of times that they see it, and you modify the most effective ways of them seeing it and taking action, that integrated, automated email delivery system can really have a nice impact on your business. In addition to that, if you pick up the phone and you call those people who you are sending emails to, that will work together in an integrated marketing fashion to be able to amplify and increase the number of responses and the type of responses, because you might have left a message over the phone and then they get an email. I think I've seen that before. They might be thinking, oh, that's the voice behind the person who's sending this email. So maybe they read your email, they click on your website, which would be another form of an integrated marketing practice. So the email works with the website, which works with the phone call, and then you wouldn't be surprised when you do call and finally reach them that maybe they do pick up the phone, and maybe they do already know who you are because you're breeding that level of familiarity. IMP, Integrated Marketing Principles, using an integrated marketing platform. And that's some of the things that we provide. So we've spoken about email broadcasting. We've spoken about website presence. We've spoken about maybe using the phone. Are there more things that you can possibly do? Well, the answer would be, of course, yes. One of those integrated marketing practices might be building fortunes radio shows. And that's why we're adding on, as you heard me a little bit earlier, Easy Speed Pay, heartdrink.com, Emma Soy and her book, P31 Workshop, Joyce Goodman, Bounce to Health. We have Chris Molinari and the programs that she's running. We have Renelli Williams and the program that she's running and her special doctorate program. We have lots of others that are also on the way as well. Well, as we're doing these radio shows, many people, many times they ask me, what happens when the radio show is out there? Well, there's one of several things. Number one, we do this on several different platforms and share this on several different platforms. So we get a lot of exposure to people listening in both live, like you might be doing right now, or downloading it and or listening on the internet, or downloading it and listening to it on their smartphone or their other MP3 playing device. So the leverage of this also, it goes on iTunes, it goes on different websites. We even share these radio shows with other people that we know host radio shows. For one example specifically, our great friend Raven Davis owns a radio show station called The Amazing Women of Power. We call it AWOP for short. So on her AWOP show, she gives me a special segment on Fridays in the morning, because I'm one of her amazing men of power. So we integrate these marketing principles and then duplicate the efforts so we get a new audience, not only listening to Building Fortunes Radio, but also listening to this platform and also listening to her platform as well. What does that mean when we say integrated marketing practices? If you're using it as an icebreaker, your initial approach, have you heard my radio show spot on Building Fortunes Radio? In addition to piquing their interest, it also has a different flavor when people are listening to it. So the radio show enhances the presence of the email, which enhances the presence of the phone call, which enhances the presence of the everything as you're integrating these marketing practices. Well, we also started to integrate our humongous ad network with this as well. I wanted a fun name. So I was thinking about what could we have that would be a fun name to say, something that would be somewhat unique, because that's what we do. We try to do unique things. And I wanted it to be really big. So when I said really big, I scribbled down over days, you know, different names and different things, and I thought about the name Humongous. Now, Humongous is one of those words that I knew would be taken as far as humongous.com in the dictionary as far as the regular dictionary spelling name. And besides that, it's too hard to spell. And I playfully say that means a lot of the guys would never be able to spell it right. So if I said spellhumongous.com to most of the men who are good at many things but not so great at spelling, They never find it. So I thought creatively, why not do something that's common sense and a little bit on the fun side? Why don't we spell it like it sounds? YOUMONGUS.com. So that's what we made it. Humongous.com is a fun name to say, and it also suggests this is really big, and it spells like it sounds. So we did lots of things that were big. We have Humongous ads, we have Humongous movies, we have Humongous blogs, which is part of our integrated marketing platform. And then, of course, like I said, we have the Humongous ad network. I mentioned the blog. Our Humongous blogs work with our Phase 3 system, and these integrate with websites and capture pages and a blog. A blog many times has a different look and a different feel. It's a little bit more personal many times, where you're really starting to build and establish a relationship. So when you start the automated email delivery system, followed up with things like your pleasant voice on either voicemails or direct calls, and then you add to that the Humongous radio show that you might have and your Humongous blog, you can definitely see how you'll get a lot of followers. Searches are also important as well. Many people don't maybe think this through, but many people, I'm going to use the word, Google you, like Google is a verb. They'll Google you or your opportunity in addition to talk to you. And many times they Google you first, or they check you out to see what kind of a reputation you might have, what kind of a person you might be, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're not focused on building your or your company's reputation, then that reputation is going to be dictated by whatever somebody else might have done on the web. So we started to place some classified ads in our dozens and dozens and dozens of classified ad network. What we found is that we can literally post different types of classified ads with the little magic special sauce as far as knowing the keywords and the titles and the different and various things that we could do, and collectively with the resources that we have also increase the popularity of you or whatever the words or the keywords or subject that you're looking for appear on the search engines. So when people are looking for you, you can see without a doubt we're integrating our marketing practices. So for those people that are listening in, if you too want to take advantage of IMP, the integrated marketing practices, you will also be separating yourself from anyone else that someone else might be looking at. Because most of the people that you talk to won't have their own radio show. Most of the people that you talk to won't have their own blogs combined with their own autoresponders, combined with all of these things, which are very easy to use. Now, our integrated marketing platform, comprised of all of these different products, have a tendency of having many utilities and many uses. For instance, a little bit like a Swiss Army knife. They could be used to build camaraderie among your team. They could be used to build popularity. They could be used for education. They could be used for training as well. So a lot of people, especially the radio shows, kind of get hooked on listening because they're fun and they're interesting and they're part of their team and it helps to communicate. And for whatever reason, and I have some ideas, but for whatever reason, people will listen to a half-hour radio show more than they will a half-hour conference call or a half-hour sales pitch, and partly because it's usually several people just talking. Part of the other utility of these radio shows could be for recognition purposes. If you are a leader, you know how important recognition is for your other leaders. They deserve it. They work hard for it. They'll many times even want the recognition and appreciate the recognition just as much or more than the check, especially if the check's not very big as they're starting to initially grow their business. So the most entrepreneurial people do constant and never-ending Building Fortunes radio shows to help foster that recognition among their people as well, because then they realize that what's going to happen next is those people that are being recognized will share that with their friends. And I'm using the word sharing, And guys like me, who are traditionally salespeople and sales managers, really despise the word when people misuse the word sharing for when they really should mean selling. You know, sometimes people say, oh, we just share the opportunities with other people. And I would be like, listen, if you're asking for a credit card, you're not sharing, you're selling. I share my lawnmower with my neighbor if his breaks, or he shares his hedge clippers with me. That's sharing. If I say, Dave, I need your MasterCard number, or Dave, pay me on PayPal, or Dave, pay me on ESP, that's not sharing, that's called selling. However, people do share radio shows. They do share posts on blogs. And when they do share those radio shows and those other posts or those other things, that's when you truly do get that overused viral leverage of additional exposure for free. So for many of you, when you start doing your Building Fortunes radio show, you'll see that we have share buttons on the pages where people will be able to go. So Building Fortunes Radio is probably one of those Swiss Army knife kind of utility kind of tools that you'll be able to use, where really you're only limited by your own level of creativity with that product line. So I wanted to take this little radio show segment and talk about our integrated marketing practices. So for all of you that are listening in, thanks for being here. If you want to see our little YouTube movie, you can go to makeyourowneconomy.com/IMP for IMP, and you can also, of course, call us. My follow-up phone number for those that are listening and maybe writing notes is area code 386-445-3585. It's 386-445-3585, and my name is Peter Mingles. Thanks for listening in. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, and bye for now.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segment. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.